Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we saw ESPN come out with their quarter century NFL team the other day. They did a horrible job, I might add. LaDainian Tomlinson, not the running back, or a running back on that team. How is that possible? Priest Holmes over LaDainian Tomlinson?
AP wasn't on it either, right? Or at least He wasn't the top choice.
Yeah, wasn't the guy. So that led us to our Steeler quarter century team. Does the year 2000 count? Or is it just 01 and beyond? I think in the Gregorian calendar, is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a Gregorian chant, Sean?
I don't think so. Not recently. No.
I think that the actual century starts ticking in 01. I think 2000 is part of the last century. Does that make any sense to you? Have you heard
I'm
this?
I'm not saying you're wrong, but no, it doesn't make sense to me.
So are we including it? Because it's very pertinent.
I did.
Okay. The year 2000 counts. So in hockey, 2000, 2001, etc. Here's the other thing. And this comes up often. It came up in our all-Western Pennsylvania Mount Rushmore from earlier in the show. And I'm torn on this. I'll admit I'm not consistent. For me, when I choose these players, it oftentimes comes down to career resume versus better player. Like, that's why I chose Ryan Shazier to go along with James Ferrier as my all-quarter-century Steeler inside linebacker. I think Jeff and Bob chose Lawrence Timmons. I think Ryan Shazier was the better player. He may not have the better resume because his career was tragically cut short. But I mean, that's true in a lot of these types of situations. Like, who's the best quarterback of all time? Well, are we just going to have a statistical argument about this? Or are we going to say, am I going to define it as, if I could pluck this guy out of the prime of his career at the height of his powers, who's better than him? Would I want him to win the game for me? This is going to come up in our discussion here, Sean.
And you made a good point about Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Because he was never probably a top three running back.
Yeah.
But statistically, he was like the best guy of his era because he had such longevity.
Gale Sayers is an all-time example. All you had to do was, you know, lay your eyes on 2 minutes of highlights, and that's one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Same with Sanders or Calvin Johnson. They ended their career earlier, but you look at what they achieved during that time. Maybe it doesn't measure up statistically with some guys who played 15, 18 years.
I mean, in Sayers' case, though, it was a brief flicker of a career, yet he's very clearly one of the greatest running backs ever. That little argument's going to come up here, I have a feeling. Let's start with baseball, shall we? The Pirates all quarter century team. Certainly Mike Rebelgo will be the third base coach, yes?
I had Goey Cora.
Okay, that's fine. We'll start out with our third base coaches. Clint Hurdle is obviously the manager, right?
Yes.
Certainly not Jim Tracy. All right, let's go around the diamond. And I found an unbelievable website today with every Pirates opening day lineup from this century. And it's downright frightening to look at this position in particular. Let me just read you since 2000, the Pirates opening day first baseman. Are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
Kevin Young three times. Randall Simon, who was arrested for beating a sausage. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The sausage mascot?
He'll always be remembered for that.
Certainly that didn't sound right, as I just mentioned it, but he was. It was he
swung at.
Took a swung at a sausage. Yeah.
That's probably the better way to phrase
probably.
It.
Probably. Darryl Ward one year. Sean Casey.
The mayor.
Adam LaRoche. Matt Clement. Lyle Overbay, Garrett Jones, Gabe San. What was Sanchez's name? Was it Gabe? Who was the San?
Not Garrett. Oh, Gabby.
Gabby. Yes. Ishikawa, Pedro, John Jaso. John Jaso, who's now a literal pirate. He's off living in the sea. Did you read the story on him a couple of years ago?
That's something I totally could picture.
Josh Bell for a bunch of years. Ian Moran. I mean Colin Moran. Yoshi Tsutsugo. Santana. Rowdy. And this year, Endy Rodriguez, for God's sakes.
Did you hear Rowdy got DFA'd today?
Did he really?
Yeah, he was due a bonus. Yeah, that was a joke. But no, he did get DFA'd by the Mariners today.
Okay, that part was a joke. All right, we need to move here. I apologize. Your Pirates all-quarter-century first baseman is?
Josh Bell.
Me too. I mean, come on, he had a year of 37 homers and 116 ribbies. That's one of their best power seasons since Willie Stargell. Brian Giles might be mixed in there with that. But second baseman.
Neil Walker.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, boy. Now I feel horrible because I love Neil Walker. But what about Freddy Sanchez won a batting title?
Well, I maybe took some liberties. I'll get to that in a moment.
Get to it now, please.
I put Freddy at third base.
What position was he playing when he won the batting title?
He probably played more second, but I think he had enough positional flexibility that I kind of cheated a little bit and put him at third.
I mean, I don't think you should have done that. I want to play golf with Neil Walker at some point, and I don't know that this is the best way in. But come on, Freddie he won a batting title. He won a batting title.
Well, I put him in
with
my lineup.
53 doubles, and you can't just move guys around on a whim. What's happening here? All right, now just keep talking. I'm going to look up his positions.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I, for some of these positions, I did list like a backup just for whatever reason, you know. And I had him as the backup at second base.
Hold on a second here.
I settled upon him at
third
base.
Hold on a second here. Freddy Sanchez in 2006. What year did he win the batting title?
That's probably something we can look up
right now. It was 2006. You are on to something here, Sean. In 2006, Freddy Sanchez started 92 games at third and only 18 at second. What a man you've become.
Thank you.
Neil Walker's the second baseman, and let's play golf.
Are you putting Freddie at third then?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there
okay,
yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Over Key Brian Hayes, over
well,
my dead body.
That's a tough choice.
Shortstop.
I'm going with the guy who was glove first, but really good at that, Jack Wilson.
Me too. Third base.
Well, I answered this. Freddie Sanchez was my choice.
Over Aramis Ramirez and Pedro?
So Aramis should have been the... I mean, he did not play long enough in Pittsburgh. He had
more
success.
Well, what do you mean? He played like four or five seasons at the beginning of the 2000s. Did he not?
He did, but he got shipped off to Chicago right as he was basically entering his prime.
Now,
Freddy
Sanchez.
Years were in Chicago.
Freddy Sanchez made the All-Star game primarily as a second baseman. I cannot, in good conscience. Well, what? You just made an argument against the guy's longevity. Freddy Sanchez played for 10 minutes at third base, and he's your third baseman?
Well, I was just considering his entire Pirates career as a hitter with the positional flexibility since he did play a good bit of third base.
You are really, really moving the goalposts.
Well, where would
here.
You put Harrison then? What position if you were to pick him?
Well, you keep leaping ahead, and now you're getting me confused.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Ramos Ramirez.
That's
Aramis Ramirez. Okay. Hold on a second here, because you've really snubbed him. He was here in 2000, 01, 02, and part of 03, and the dude hit 34 home runs and 1 year had 112 RBIs. And yet he's not my choice. I'll tell you who my choice is. It's Pedro. And he gets a bum rap because he forgot how to play baseball. I get it. He forgot how to throw to first. But he also tied for the league lead in homers and helped usher in the renaissance of Pirates baseball. And I love Pedro. He was exciting to watch for me. I mean, what wouldn't you give right now to have Pedro of 2013? Strikeout or a homer?
That's a
guy I want. Pedro's my third baseman, damn it. Who's yours?
Freddy Sanchez, yes.
All right. All right, the outfield to me, let's go outfield and DH. So three outfielders and a DH. Who's your outfield?
Okay, there's a lot of good choices here. My outfield is Kutch, Marte, and Bay.
Okay. Who's your DH?
I can pick any of those guys to DH, right? It doesn't matter if they've been like, because Kutch is the DH, I guess, theoretically.
Wait a second. Who's your outfield?
Kutch, Marte, and Bay was the three.
Okay, then
having.
Who's your DH?
I'll go Brian Giles.
You have to go Brian Giles.
Yes.
I was going to absolutely have a fit here. Brian Giles is the best hitter the Pirates have had in this quarter century, unquestionably. You can go ahead and pick Kutch. You want to go over some Brian Giles numbers?
I think Giles is great. That's why I have him as the DH.
Brian Giles, the year 2000, 35 homers, 123 RBIs, and 1,026 OPS. The next year, 2001, 37 homers, 95 RBIs, 994. The next year, 38 home runs, 103 ribbies, and 1,072 OPS. This dude was putting up Barry Bonds numbers. It's Giles, Kutch, and Marte in my outfield with Jason Bay as the DH. So do we all have the same guys?
Yeah, we have the same four.
All right, who's your catcher? Don't even start.
Okay.
Don't even start with this, but go ahead.
Jason Kendall.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
What were you going to say then?
I was going to say it wasn't that easy, but this is where longevity gave it to Kendall over Martin. Russell Martin did not play as long as Kendall did in Pittsburgh during this century.
I love Russell Martin, but Jason Kendall batted over 300 three times since 2000. At least three times. He batted 325 one year. So to me, he's a pretty obvious choice, no?
Yeah, he had 5 years in Pittsburgh, and four of those 5 years this century were outstanding. One was not, but... The other four, he was,
And he gets a rap.
4 or 5 win player.
He gets a rap as Mr. Single. But, I mean, in the year 2000, if we're including that, and that's why I said this was important, he hit 14 home runs. He slugged .470, had an .882 OPS, and batted .320, and was an all-star.
And had good speed as a catcher as well.
Until his leg broke, and that was, which was horrifying. Year 2003, he batted .325 with an .815 OPS. He is absolutely the catcher on this team. He earned it.
I agree.
You get one starting pitcher. Who is it? Wrong.
So this is really tough because I immediately said that Justin Jefferson cannot be on your receiver list yet.
Right.
I cannot yet put Paul Skeens on here.
I can.
As my number one. I have him as my number two.
There is no number two.
I went with Gerrit Cole.
No. No. That can't happen. I might even go with Liriano over Gerrit Cole. Paul Skeens is the greatest pitcher in Pirate history already. He's certainly, therefore, by definition, the greatest pitcher of this quarter century. It gets back to the argument we were having. You know,
great, you look, greatest got, players. 14 career victories or whatever it is.
I don't care about victories. He's the greatest player. Greatest pitcher. He's the greatest pitcher in Pirate history already.
See, I have no doubt that he's going to end up there. I just can't do it after what's basically, 7 months of a major league career?
I think you've made a horrible decision.
That's fair.
Your closer is who?
Mark the Shark. Mark
Melanson. Me too. 51 saves 1 year, which I believe was a club record. Yes.
Who is the closest contender to him for you?
Probably Bednar.
I went Mike Williams.
Mike Williams was very good. They've had a number. That's one position where, surprisingly, they've had a number. Of course, their closers are almost never under pressure, but Melanson was, and that's why I picked him. We don't have enough time to pick the Penguins. Can we do that later in the show?
That sounds like a good idea to me, Joe.
What was my best and worst picks, in your humble opinion? Where did we really differ?
We were pretty similar.
It was Josh Bell, Neil Walker, Jack Wilson.
We had
Wilson.
Different third basemen.
Yeah, you cheated and had Sanchez at third. I had Pedro. Our outfield and DH, we had the same team, except you went with Cole, I went with Skeens.
Yeah.
And then you went with...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.